Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Great to have you here. And we're going to jump right in and continue our series that we've been doing for a couple weeks now, talking about social media strategies here in 2025. And you are a realtor who wants to celebrate your clients and celebrate your wins. But every time you post about a closing or anything like that, it feels like you are bragging. So what do? You want to show gratitude, yet you don't want to come across as, look at me, another sold. I've been there, and I want to talk to you guys about this today because I think it's so important. We talk here about social media and how social media can help your business. But I think sometimes a big piece of this is the mindset on, okay, how do I share the wins? How do I celebrate my clients without bragging? And so I want to talk to you today about how you can do that. And I'm going to share how I stopped making closings about me and I started making them about my clients and how that shift built more trust than any just sold or under contract or coming soon post ever could, right? So early in my career, I thought about it. I thought, oh, just sold, coming soon, all those things. And I really looked at it as like, it's building my ego and stroking my ego. And I didn't want that, right? I wanted to come across from a humble place. And so every time I closed a deal, I really had to fight this balance of like, you want to blast it on social media. You want to show the sign, the check, the keys, and all that. I really don't think, and I believe strongly, people don't relate to that. People don't want to see that stuff. They want to what? Build know, like, and trust. And so I want you guys to understand, right, that you, if you feel like that, there's people like me that have been there. But here's what you can do about it, right? What you can do about it is share something different. Share the story, right? The post is not sold, coming soon, under contract. The post is the story of what this family went through, right? I started sharing over the past few years what this couple or family or person went through, right? A post about a young family who had been renting for years, finally being able to buy their first house, right? I talk about their story, their perseverance, their tears when we closed, and posts like that for me exploded. And more importantly, what did it do? It made connections because people don't fall in love with your success. They fall in love with how you serve people, right? So I want to talk to you about how you can do this better in your business, okay? Here's what I need you to understand, okay? Listen to this very carefully. You are not the hero of your post. I'll say it again. You are not the hero of the post. You're just not. You need to make it about everyone else. Okay, John, great. You're telling me all this. How do I do that? I'm so glad you asked. Here is how you do it. You make the stories real and authentic. And you remember, maybe you write it right up here above your computer. You write, I am not the hero, right? I think about even this past summer when I hit Icon with EXP and became an Icon agent for the first time in my career in the top 1%. That post was not about me. You could go back on my social media, you search John Shookman Icon, and you'll see the post, right? It was not about me. I don't want to be the hero. So what did I do? I thanked the Lord for blessing my business. I thanked all my mentors, Jeremy Kane, Louis Galt, Connor Steinbrook, Mike Sherrard, who poured into me to help me achieve this. And I thanked the agents I get to serve who have joined me at eXp, who want to grow their business. And I thanked them for being a part of this journey. You are not the hero. So when you share things, highlighting others, your social media is promoting others as much as humanly possible, right? So here's what that framework would look like and how you do that on social media. Think about it. If it's like your brokerage or whatever, you thank the broker, your team leader, all those people, your admins, anyone that helps you have success. If you see some of my sold posts, I tag everyone and their mom, right? The title person, the lender, the inspector. And I say, thanks so much, everyone who made this deal possible and made us get to the transaction, the settlement table. And then I say, hear this. I say it was an honor to be a small part of this process. And when you come with that humility, you can steal those words and say it was an honor to be a small part of this process. That, like, if people were looking at you like, oh, he's cocky or whatever, it kind of like takes the entire energy down in the room where suddenly you're not on the defensive. In fact, they're like, wow, that was a really humble post. You know, it's kind of hard to be like, oh, I try to be super humble. I'm so humble. But I often get feedback from people that my posts do a great job of highlighting others and coming from a place of humility, right? And it's possible. It is possible. And I think you need people that you can be accountable to, that you can ask, like, hey, did that make me sound like a cocky jerk or did it not? Those kinds of things are very important. All right, so let's kind of talk about it. What does the framework look like? That's what you guys need some help with, okay? Use their name, if approved. Highlight the journey. Now, again, this could be an agent comes to you at your brokerage, or this could be a client, kind of both things on social media. Highlight their journey, right? You're not highlighting the commission if it's a commission check. Say things like, I'm so proud of them, what they are doing. You know, if it's an agent, I'm so proud of this agent, Josiah Dutch, and the work they are putting in, right? You can talk about the journey. You can say, I'm so proud of them and the hard work they did and that they stuck with it, even though it was difficult. And even though they missed out on two or three homes, or we searched for 3 or 4 months, right? They finally found their dream home. Great work. They did an amazing job. Make them the hero. Then number two, you show gratitude, not ego. So replace something like, another one sold, I'm amazing, with, what did I just say? It was an honor to play a small part of this process in this story. Gratitude attracts people. Arrogance, even if it's not intentional, is going to repel people and push them away. And share lessons, not numbers, right? Talk about the experience and what you learned. This should be a non-negotiable, guys. There should be a lesson in every single settlement you do. I'm going to say it again. There should be a lesson in every single settlement that you do. There should be, right? And so share those lessons, right? When you approach every post with trying to make the client the hero, show gratitude, not ego, and share lessons, not numbers, when you approach it with a heart and voice of humility, your audience starts to root for you rather than roll their eyes at you and say, oh, what a cocky jerk, right? You know, recently I helped a couple close on their forever home after they almost gave up. So instead of posting sold, I'm amazing, whatever, I post about them, their journey, the endurance. I mentioned how they kept believing even when deals were falling apart. And at the end of the day, what did I say? Grateful to play a small part in this journey and helping them start this new chapter. That single post brought me 2 referrals in a week because people feel the heart, not just me hustling my butt off, but sharing the heart and the journey. And when you celebrate others and with others, people start to really respect you and like who you are, someone who leads with integrity and service. So look, this business can tempt us to make it all about us, about production and recognition. And I'm thankful for the blessings. I'm thankful that I got the Icon Award and was in the top 1%. But the real influence doesn't come from bragging or being braggadocious. It comes from honoring others and serving others. When your audience feels your humility, they trust you. And trust leads to connections on social media and referrals and relationships and building know, like, and trust, which leads to long-term success. I know not everyone's a person of faith, and I want to respect that. But for me, as a person of faith, I'm always going to lead with that honesty, right? So on social media, I always want to think about how do I stay humble and subtly or not so subtly, like actually say it, always remember that God has blessed my business. I'm nowhere without his blessing. And I have to understand, and all of you, whether you are a person of faith or not, your business can be gone like that. And so I always want to say, thank you, Lord, for blessing my business, for helping me continue to grow, for giving me the opportunity to serve families through real estate and serve my family through making a paycheck. The business can tempt you to make it all about you. Guys, you are not the hero. It's not about you. Make it about others, right? Real influence doesn't come from bragging. You want to build that trust. So here's my challenge to you. The next time you post about a closing, I don't want you to post just a picture of the check or yourself with the keys or sold under contract. Tell a story. Make it about others. Make as many people as humanly possible that were involved in the transaction the hero. Make as many people as you can the hero, not you, everyone else that was involved. And then come back here, put a comment here, or send me a message and make it about others. And I want to hear the feedback you get, because I firmly believe if you run your social media this way, you will never run out of business opportunities. You will never run out of leads. You will have more and more success. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast episode. It was a joy to bring it to you. And I really want you to have success in your business. So if I can ever help you with anything, please feel free to reach out. I would love to be a part of your journey. Thanks so much for listening. And I'll talk to you guys really soon.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.